We're live, pal. Oh my god, every time we reappear on Zoom, first of all, we're still using Zoom, and it some of the other podcasts that I listen to, they all use Discord now, and the interface is like identical to what we're seeing here, you know, just like the boxes with all of us talking in it. I'm too lazy to switch over to Discord, but it's something to consider in the future. Seems pretty easy. I use it for other things sometimes, like talking to my friends on Helldivers.
Yeah.
Anybody
and
else playing that but
the government?
Me? Yeah. Definitely the government. Helldivers is amazing, by the way. You guys should all get it.
Starship Troopers. I have a couple Discords that I'm on, but I still don't even really understand how the talking part on it. I guess this is like live chat, but like when you go in and it says there's like 80 something messages since the last time.
Oh yeah.
Looked at it, and I'm like, I don't know if they replied to anything I said or whatever.
I just ignore that shit so much.
Like so far.
That, yeah, there's always like 500 unread messages or whatever, and not just with Discord, but like with my email app. It's like, it's always counting junk and spam and shit like that, and I'm just like, fuck, I'm not reading all this shit.
No, Gmail's been slowly torturing me every day by telling me like more percentage of my storage space has been taken up and I need to delete like emails. And I'm just like, I don't feel like going through and like making sure I don't delete anything that I actually need or was important.
It's all junk. It's all junk. I don't know about you guys, but I still get junk mail in the mail. I still get the guy who previously lived here, I still get his mail. I got like a bill of his the other day. I don't remember exactly for what, but I paid it. That's how nice I am. No, I'm kidding. But I'm still getting junk mail all the fucking time. You'd think by now it's current year, everybody. You think by now there'd be less junk mail. It's all just virtual.
Well, maybe they think you're an old person. They're sending you, scams.
Yeah, my grandma used to donate a lot of money to shit that would get mailed to her. It's like, oh, the Alley Cats. I always used to donate to them. Let me give them some more money. It's like, you've never heard of this charity until a week ago.
Or they'd call you, one of those spam calls, try to get your social security number.
That, I don't know if you have this problem where you live, but solicitors are insane. Like,
I've been here two years, a little over, about 2.5 years at this point, and or a year and a half. A year and a half. What am I saying? And I've had about 3 door-to-door salesmen come up to me, and they've all been for solar panels, and I know that they're doing something right, because a lot of my neighbors have solar panels. Like, almost every other house on this entire neighborhood has solar panels. So they're definitely doing something right, but they keep coming to my door. And when I look through the ring on the ring camera, they know that I'm looking, because the one time the guy looked directly at the ring and waved back to me, it was so creepy. I'm like, go away, bro.
Yes, have you ever run into an incident where like you're looking at the ring and the guy just like starts taking off his pants?
Yeah, he looked just like you. So weird.
Oh, fuck.
Joe was selling
I don't know. Gulp.
Like, I've had freaking window people, fucking lawn people, fucking solar, the exterminators. Like, I'm telling you,
the police.
These people, the exterminators, I guess they're expecting like people to sign up for whatever they want up front and not realize that it's like a reoccurring fee thing. I think that's what the scam exterminator one was, where they just come and spray water around your backyard and tell you that they
they got
your bug problem.
Yeah, the roach problem's gone. Dude, I had some guy, like the first summer I was living here, I had some guy come in. He was like about to drop something off in my mailbox, but I opened the door at the same time he was doing that, and he was like selling driveway, like to refurbish your driveway and like repave it and all.
No, power wash. Power wash and clean it, or actually
like
put a new driveway in
and like repave it and all that stuff. But he had like the thickest Irish accent. He's like, "Hey, my boy, I can do your driveway for you."
Do you offer him some Lucky Charms?
If you find me Lucky Charms.
He's like, hey there, laddie. I could do my your driver. I'm not doing a good. It's starting to morph into like a Muslim guy, so I'm gonna stop.
Yeah.
But sounds like the Indian guy from Brooklyn who tried to have
wrong
sex with
kind
me.
Of bomber, Jason. Yeah. Wrong bomber.
Anyway, boys, we're back. It's been a long time. I'm still a dad. You can all call me daddy. More so than
I'd rather
usual.
Not.
But please, please, Sean, I'll call you daddy. We can role play. Oh, it's been 2 hours, Sean. It's time to breastfeed. Come here. Anyway, fatherhood.
You got
is...
your breastfeeding shirt thing that simulates it for you.
Dude, yeah, I had to start giving my kid a bottle. And the nipple, obviously the nipples are shaped like tits, but it's still like silicone.
Did you get
right?
jealous?
So I got a little jealous. I put a little in my my Honey Nut Cheerios, but
that's not what I meant.
The bottle nipple is silicone, and obviously my kid, I think, can realize the difference because she starts like wiggling her head around after a while. They're like, this isn't real. So I started thinking, like, unless somebody made this already, but they should make like fake tits that like you can put over like your shirt and just fill them with milk so men can like breastfeed like that. You know what I mean? Like an apparatus that looks and feels exactly like a tit. And then when you squeeze it, fake, like, you know, real milk comes out to breastfeed a baby. So it's like indistinguishable to a kid. I mean, that sounds like a $1 million idea.
I think there's something like that exists or multiple appropriations of that. I don't know how.
Should I check Amazon?
Of a boom.
Do it.
Sensation. But I think there's like shirts and like.
Oh, Mike's
like
looking.
Apparatuses and all kinds of weird stuff.
Mr. Milker? Is that? I think
Mr. Milker.
Mr. Milker.
I can't
name the episode
tell if
Mr.
that's
Milker.
A gag gift or not. World's number one male breastfeeding device.
That was my nickname in high school.
Mr. Milker. Oh, honey, Mr. Milker's here.
Hey, Willie, I need some of your milk.
Then there's Mama Breast, the breastfeeding simulator. Yeah, there. These are things.
Can you,
that
can you squeeze the milk best. Out and like try to catch it in your mouth?
Yeah, like,
and not going.
It's like having a camelback, but on the front.
Yeah.
You get to pick the size too. It's like I want E cup tits. They arrive in the mail in like two big packages. Joe, you got a big package.
You got a big package, Jason.
Oh shit! Is that George? Oh shit! Holy fuck!
Hey Jason,
dude.
Yeah,
it's been so long. I know. I'm sorry, been a little busy, my friend.
Yeah, I heard you have a child. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
I don't know if you picked a godfather yet, but you know.
I'm very happy you're here. Talk to me after the show, and I'll talk to you about that.
Will you be baptizing the child in the Church of Jesus Christ?
No, I was thinking of going. Where the hell did Anakin get burned? What was the name of that lava
Mustafar?
Planet? Yeah, I was thinking of going there.
What? What's wrong with you?
I thought you told me that was a good idea at one point.
No, it's a bad idea.
If you're going to baptize anyway, him anywhere, it would be Naboo.
Yeah, I'll go to Naboo. Step in the poo-poo.
Anyway, I'll be a godfather or, you know, a Yahweh father, whichever, you know, you prefer.
You and the boys. How are the boys doing?
Who?
You know, the boys. Tamora Morrison.
Oh, I don't talk to them anymore.
Oh.
Oh, no. Okay. What happened?
What happened?
You know, remember years and years ago, I was on and Hayden Christensen was eating my food out of my pantry. And I can't, you know, they all, it was sabotage. They all ganged up on my fridge.
Oh, shit. They ate you out of house and home?
Yeah, dude. They ate all my exotic meats. I'm really fucking pissed, actually, you know?
Dude, I'm sorry to hear that. Well,
my life's kind of going to shit, but you know, that's besides the point.
I mean, dude, that's what happens when you sign to Disney, right? I mean, Disney didn't even make a profit yet on Star Wars, and you signed it all away.
Still got $2.8 billion to make on $4 billion.
Which I'm sure you would do that again if you can go back in time. You would say no, wouldn't you?
Oh no, I probably would.
Well,
I mean, so much free time.
At least, George, you're being honored soon at the Cannes Film Festival.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm getting that. You know, the Palme d'Or, I think is how you pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was really confused when I first got the invite because I thought it said Palme d'Or d'oeuvres. So, you know, I got very excited. But this works too. You know,
You don't know. Maybe the award's made out of chocolate.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to try. You know, I'm going to try and eat it, see what happens.
And it's at the Cannes Festival. I mean, there's like canned food that could be there.
Yeah, you know, I'm probably going to be in the can for most of the night anyway.
Thanks, Chef Boyardee.
George, I want to know. I want to catch up with you, man. What did you like think of like the Acolyte trailer and what else is Star Wars?
Star Wars Outlaws.
Outlaws, yeah, that
video coming out.
That video game. Or do you just are you just relaxing on an island and you're just not focusing on anything?
Oh,
of
I
that?
Hope it's not an island.
What do you mean, Sean?
I heard some things. I don't know.
What things did you hear, Sean? What are you talking about?
There was a list. I think maybe your name was on it.
Oh my God! You go to one turkey club Thursday, all of a sudden you're on a fucking list.
You got to watch out who gives you these turkey clubs, George.
Yeah. So what are you saying about me, Sean? Do you think I'm a part of that?
No, huh? No. I just saw your name on something. That's
you
all.
You know, Sean, who invites you to lunch doesn't mean you're associated with that. Who am I to turn down a meal, Sean?
Also,
in the mid-90s, I had lunch with Ayman al-Zawahiri. Does that mean I'm a member of the Taliban?
I don't know who that is.
Are you? Oh, no, George. You're
one of the leaders of the Taliban, Sean. You think I'm a member of the Taliban?
Yeah. Weren't they created by Rambo?
What? The fuck are you talking about?
That's a Rambo 3 joke.
I watch good movies, Sean.
Oh, like the Star Wars prequels.
Like the Star Wars prequels?
Yeah.
You know, George, I was thinking of naming my daughter Shmi. I think I could still change her name to that, though.
Yeah. I mean, you could change, you know, your kid's name whenever. You can name her Shmi, you can name her Sebulba. You know, a lot of names.
I like Sebulba better.
Were you perhaps watching Peter Pan when you thought that's a good name there for a lady, Mr. Shmi?
Mr. Shmi, yeah. Yeah, you know, I love Peter Pan. I love Goofy, too. Remember, I based Jar Jar Binks off of Goofy?
Mm-hmm. He's a funnier character.
Cartoons, yeah, he's a funnier character. Shmi's a funnier character than we had before too. Yeah,
especially what the Tusken Raiders did to her.
Yeah, what the Sand People did. Oh God, I hate them. Did you guys ever hear that fan theory? And George, since you're with us, you can confirm if this is canon or not. But okay. There's a fan theory out there that supposedly, people thought that Rise of Skywalker was going to deal with time travel and Rey was going to go back in time and end up being Shmi. Because they have like the same exact hair braids, and like people think that Shmi looks like an older Rey. Do you think, is that true at all, George? Was that going to happen?
I don't know. I didn't create Rey. I don't know. I mean, maybe that might. It makes sense. You know, it's like poetry. You know, it rhymes. I mean,
does that make more sense than her being a Palpatine?
Yeah. Well, you know, I you know, for, you know. They can do whatever they want, I guess. But
yeah, you
I
got your money.
Yeah. I probably, you know, I would have probably.
But then why were you why were you backing them in that investor battle there? Losing the stockholders' money.
Are you good friends with Bob Iger?
Well, it's because I got a gold pass to any restaurant in Disney that I want at any time. So I don't want to give that up,
dude. So the
you gotta fight sometimes for the wrong team, but you know it's.
Hey man, I don't blame you, dude. Literally. That steakhouse restaurant in Epcot is fucking awesome.
Oh yeah, I shut them down for like 3 weeks once.
I would sell any one of you guys out if it meant a golden ticket there.
Oh no.
Anyway, what I did like was Rise of Skywalker. I liked that the Sith dagger matched perfectly. The ancient Sith dagger matched perfectly with the wreckage of Endor. That was perfect.
Dude, right? Like, I didn't even have to think at all. I was like, the movie's doing right the thinking there. For me.
It just shows you.
Yeah.
Know?
I it's just so sit there dense. Like this.
Well, you do that normally.
I mean, I'm assuming you always intended that exact piece of the throne room to fall and land exactly where it landed, look exactly like that. So that's why the dagger looked like that.
Yeah, I mean, look, I know it wasn't on the forest moon of Endor, you know, it was on the planet Endor, but, you know, if there were, like, you know, a couple dozen Ewoks there, and they got squished, you know, that's right. You know, that's what happens. It's war.
Yeah. What is it good for? absolutely nothing. Say it again, George.
Okay.
Anyway. Guys, I want to know what the fuck you guys have been up to lately. And George. And Joe, if you're still there.
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
You guys are tag teaming the microphone. That's cool.
Doing more than tag teaming.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Put down the bacon grease.
Are they joining the bloodline? Is that what's going on?
Whoa.
The boys have left and the bloodline's coming up.
Someone's coming. Whoa.
Me.
What have you guys see? Oh, first of all, actually, I want to talk to you. Who here saw the Deadpool Wolverine trailer that dropped today? Huh?
Not yet.
Yes. Oh, you didn't watch
it? I seen it.
Live reaction time.
Oh.
Everybody that was complaining about Wolverine having sleeves looks like a dumbass now.
Yeah. Dude, it looks awesome.
I'm sure they get ripped off in like short fashion. And it's just that one scene that we saw him with the sleeves like the whole time.
Dude, Hugh Jackman looks, I mean, there's no shots of him completely shirtless like there was in Days of Future Past where he looks ripped. But I remember hearing once that like before, right when he was announced to be part of this movie, he said like he didn't want to do the full, you know, workout routine anymore. It's just too much for him at his age. But then you see this trailer and his arms are jacked. So I'm thinking, like, what Hollywood magic is that? Is it CGI's, like, anchor arms? Or maybe he did just get jacked.
Special
I don't know.
Vitamins.
Yeah. I'm sure he's got muscle to some extent. You know,
yeah.
Touch it up a little bit, but I'm sure he's, you know, physically fit.
Yeah, he's probably fucking huge jacked man. What a name for a guy who's jacked, right? It's Kismet.
What was that frame in there with a giant man's dead skull with like a bunch of X-Men and like characters like that you can kind of make out some of them because like Azazel's there.
Yeah, I paused.
Lady Deathstrike's one of them.
It's like the original action,
an old X-23. That I have no idea because they might just be CGI models. Like I don't know.
Damn, this is like the Far From Home for X-Men.
Pretty much.
I hope that kid, that TV kid is in it. You know, the one that like, changes the channel with his eyes.
I forgot about that guy.
If not him, then
see,
at,
like,
least,
a bunch of TV
at least.
Agents,
yeah, if not him, at least the one who can write in the book without touching it.
Yeah.
The ink kid.
Ink
kid. With the tongue.
Apparently Toad is in this. I don't know if.
I hope Ray Park is playing him.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be Ray. I don't know. I don't see why it wouldn't. Apparently. The original Sabretooth is in this too, I think. That
Michael Myers?
Yeah, Tyler Mane. Or at least the Sabretooth is supposed to look like that. I don't know if he's actually in it or not.
And I heard, because I heard they were going to pretty much get everyone from the Fox movies back in this. And so like some, like, even if it's for like a 2 second
even
cameo.
Bryan Singer.
There he is. Look, that's him in the pool right there.
Oh, so you know what's really messed up? Not only with Ryan Singer or anything, but the guy that one of the things that came out since we've talked was that documentary about Quiet on the Set.
Oh, I saw that.
Guy is on an X-Men commentary with Brian Singer on one of the fucking movies. I don't know which one it is.
I was
that
watching
guy is on the commentary track.
I was watching some of Stan Lee's cameos the other day, and the scene in X-Men 1 when Senator Kelly's on the beach and Stan Lee's like holding the hot dog and he's like staring at him.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Peck, the guy from the documentary, is right there.
Dude, that's fucking wild. Holy shit. Dude, and did you guys watch all of it? I mean, there was like a big revelation at the end involving another X-Men actor. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Who?
You remember, Dan?
I'll
say it anyway.
Spoiler warnings for pedophiles, but
watch
hey,
out.
I just want I don't want to
I don't remember
stop the suspense.
Being,
no, but
X-Men thing, but
when Brian Peck, the convicted pedophile who was on Drake and Josh, and then he gets sent only to 10 months in prison. That's not suspicious
and
at all.
Works for Disney.
And then works for Zach and Cody right after. What is it called again when you're on trial and like friends of yours send letters to the judge? It's
like character letters or
yeah, something like that. James Marsden was one of them.
Oh,
Cyclops.
Yeah, yeah.
He sent one of them to the judge and said, please,
Brian
Peck is a great guy.
That's some disturbing behavior.
That really is. And that a movie reference? Because I don't understand.
Old James Marsden.
And so was the fucking guy who voiced Batman Beyond. He was on that list, too, of people.
Will Friedle.
Yeah, he was like, please, Brian Peck is great. Dude, you guys, if you haven't watched that full, it's only like 4 episodes. And then
they added a fifth one.
Yeah.
Which
it's just a talk show.
It followed up on, I guess, with questions to some of the...
Yeah. It wasn't like an actual episode. It was just like a Chris Hardwick talk show episode type of thing. Dude, it's fucking wild, especially that during the 1990s and early 2000s when like Nick was on top of the world with all that, Kenan and Kel, Amanda Show especially, Brian Peck was literally a 100% rapist pedophile working on set with these people day in and day out.
And then there were two other pedophiles were working within the same amount of time for him too.
And the one other pedophile's name, and I think I've told you guys this, but my biggest fear in life is someone who's like a rapist or murderer who has my name. That's like my biggest fear. This one other pedophile's name was Jason Michael Handy. My middle name is Michael too. So it's like, that was dangerously close. Dangerously close. But yeah, dude, the whole Brian Peck thing is fucking wild that they had 3 pedophiles working actively in Nick all at the same time. And then Brian Peck goes to jail for only 10 months, comes back, and then immediately gets a job at Disney. It's like ninth level conspiratorial wild. It's like, it's fucking insane.
One of the other things that guy's claim to fame is before he got in trouble. And I guess somehow he still worked even after, so I don't even know. But he's like one of the biggest Planet of the Apes collections on the planet, as far as I've heard. Because I've heard other people mention it on like podcasts and stuff like that. Like they went and saw this guy's collection or whatever at some point prior to everything coming out or whatever. Like...
Yeah, and then, you just hear of all the shit with Bryan Singer, and then you see Brian Peck is in the middle of X-Men scene, like Joe said. So it's like, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that these guys know each other.
No, no, they were literally friends.
Like, oh, there you go.
Singer and Peck were, like, good friends.
Butt buddies.
No, jeez, I don't think that's a good thing.
John, name this episode Butt Buddies. Don't do that.
I prefer Mr. Milker.
Yeah, like
right off the bat, we have a great episode name. Look at that. But yeah, Quiet on Set, great show. Well, not a great show, but it was a wonderful show. It's also kind of
a way to recontextualize your childhood as being horrible and traumatic for other people.
Dude, yeah. And they talk about Amanda Bynes and how she she was like on top of the world and obviously had a... mental health issues and who knows what she's up to now. I kind of wish they went more into like what she was, what happened to her. I've just always just been curious. Like, was she involved in any of that or is it just drug use?
Well, I have no idea. She's been like saying some stuff for years and everyone's just been attributed to her. Like, oh, she's mentally ill. What is she talking about?
Yeah, there's like these weird cryptic messages were in the middle of it. It said, of course, the guy's name is fucking Dan, but Dan Schneider.
Dan Schneider.
It, like in the middle of like, one of her other, like, it spelled out, Dan did it, like,
there's all the capital letters in this message.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, everyone that they interviewed that worked with Dan Schneider all just said that he was, like, the biggest asshole ever. Like, the prototypical horrible boss. So, I don't think he's working for Nick anymore.
He came out with an interview right after it came out and basically tried to save face and apparently tried to reach out to people by to say good things about him.
He was being interviewed by one of the guys from iCarly. It's like, hey, can you as my friend conduct this interview in which I'm trying to salvage my career?
Guys, if I ever get in trouble or canceled, I just want one of you to interview me. Deal?
I could do that.
Okay. Then you'll edit it when Homer Simpson was they thought he grabbed that babysitter's ass and the nightly news edited it, so he's like, I wanted her sweet, sweet ass.
Yep. That's exactly what I'm gonna do.
he's got years of lines for you.
Dude, seriously. Sean is like a Thanos level villain to us. He's got like
I wonder if you added an AI index in there for words yet.
I wish I could feed an AI bot all the episodes.
Oh my God. It would literally be the worst thing ever.
You probably have enough of all of us to create deep fakes of all of our voices.
Dude. Yeah. Like when I'm scrolling through Instagram reels at night, every now and then I'll get like a Joe Rogan one, but it's clearly an AI voice. Cause you can always tell just a little bit, but it's like to the point where I have to think for a second, like, is that really him talking? Or is that like, and then he'll say something about like, you know, butt chugging or something, you know, that he would never really say. So it's like, it's clearly an AI voice.
Yeah, Joe Rogan would never talk about butt chugging.
Well, something that like, I don't know. I can't think of a more wacky example, but yeah. So it's like, you can kind of tell like after a few seconds, like this sounds a little off, but it's getting there, man, to where it's going to be indistinguishable from a real person. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And other than that, watched Quiet on Set. I watched about like 4 episodes into the new Curb season, but I kind of fell off. I heard the finale was really good. I didn't watch that yet, though. But
it was really, as far as like bringing back like small bits, like the history show is kind of like a love letter to the whole history of the show on the last episode.
Nice. So kind of like Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll check it out. I just, like I always say, I'm really bad at keeping up with shows. Nowadays, I am. And I'm still crawling.
It got uncomfortable to watch Richard Lewis throughout his, last things he shot, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, and knowing that he already passed, because he did not look good in a lot of what, like the fact that he even was there upright in some scenes, mostly sitting down, but...
Dude, and then the one episode I saw, I think it was like the 3rd or 4th one in the season, he's literally talking about his death and like leaving Larry in his will.
Yeah, he's like, how much money is he going to leave Larry in his will and have a fight over, like...
Crazy. And, you know, part of me starts thinking, like, I wonder if he knew he was going to die. It reminds me of before David Bowie died, he released a song talking about him dying. He's like, you know, and the lyrics are about him, when I die, I'll go to heaven, something like that. It's like, he totally knew he was going to die. Crazy.
Yeah, it was called Lazarus, the song.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he probably had an inkling. Like,
didn't he have cancer or something? Richard Lewis had.
No, Parkinson's, like really late diagnosed Parkinson's, but he also had a whole bunch of other health issues that he had tons of surgeries for, so he's already pretty frail. So
that's depressing. Take care of yourself, kids. Work out, eat right, say your vitamins.
Do drugs.
Say your vitamins.
Say your vitamins. Eat your prayers. Say your vitamins.
Speaking of prayers, there's a couple of religious movies that came out. I saw one of them. I know other people saw.
What's that?
More than one of them. There was the Omen prequel.
Oh,
and
the first Omen.
Immaculate. Yeah, I got the first Omen and Immaculate, which crazy how similar plot wise movies coming out. Back to back, but
any good?
I thought the first one was actually really well done. Other than, I mean, Sean and I discussed this. There's an ending scene that's just like universe building that felt
terrible,
really, really dumb. But the rest of the movie is really, really good.
An Omen cinematic universe,
maybe
the possession sequence, so to speak.
So it's like the Omen and the Exorcist.
It kind of plays some of the beats of the original Omen movie and then does its own thing for the first Omen. I didn't see Immaculate, but I know that they're both about having, you know, unnatural religious births, so to speak.
Immaculate is a little bit more of a B movie.
Yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld?
I thought was pretty fun.
What's the deal?
What's the deal with these births? Weird.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh man, I'm trying to get Yulia to watch Total Recall with me. I don't know why. I just started thinking about it the other day, and I started thinking about the three tits and how Hank from Breaking Bad is in it. And
or you can watch the other one that has Bryan Cranston in it.
Which one's that?
The remake of Total Recall.
Oh, really?
Colin Farrell one, yeah.
I was watching fucking, dude, the most 90s, want to see a really 90s movie, like, in terms of, like, editing and, like, pacing and all that, is fucking Sixth Day. the Schwarzenegger movie.
Oh, that was on the apocalypse or something. And
no, it's the clone one.
That yeah. You're probably thinking of the Ninth Gate with Johnny Depp.
No. No. It's End of Days.
End of Days.
Oh, cool. No, but yeah. The sixth day was on one of the Pluto channels the other day, and I was like, you know what? I'll watch this. So I watched it. Fucking amazing movie. And I started thinking
that way you can go fuck yourself.
what was wrong? Was Supermarket Sweep not airing?
No. I was probably, what was wrong? That's a good question. Why wasn't I watching that? There was a period of time when I didn't know Supermarket Sweep had that 24-hour channel on it, which I do now. So it's like, thank God, you know.
Good for you.
Hell, good for you. Hey, Mike, how you doing? How do you know Dan?
I'm a housewife.
You know, they wouldn't let me on that show.
Oh, George, how come?
Well, why do you think? I ate all the food.
Yeah, but you know a lot of those are props, right? Or did you not know?
Yeah, I realized after the fact, but
and what's Johnny Gilbert doing? He's like, and George is eating all the food over there. Oh, he's eating the 2-pound hams.
Yeah, they had to tranquilize me to get me out of there.
It is fun seeing them scroll through the VHS racks for the bonus stuff.
Dude, yeah, I fucking love Supermarket Sweep. That's honestly probably the greatest show ever made. I love David Rubrick. What a stand-up guy.
Who?
I hope he's still the host. I hope he's still alive. Let me see.
So, Mike, did you enjoy the giant monkey movie with the cat lizard?
Oh man, when that monkey punched that lizard, that lizard wanted to really wreck that monkey, and it was awesome.
Oh, you're talking about?
Seems like the Egypt scene is my favorite scene in the movie because it's just like there's no words, and it's like the best thing ever.
Oh my god.
Like, the new Godzilla movie?
I want like a full cut of that scene to come out because I want to make my Facebook header him going like
he's like no
he's like
he puts up his hand is like a no
we,
man
we,
I'm not
we,
trying
we
to
need
fight.
To go in the hole
and then he just gets rocked.
So good movie.
Oh, it's probably the dumbest fucking
great movie
in the entire universe, but it's so great. Like, it's the stuff they have the kaiju do is amazing.
It's a American version of an old Showa Godzilla movie because it's just so fucking goofy. I was really hoping there was a moment where I thought he actually was just going to slide on his tail because one of the villains had ice powers, so it made sense. Like, they could have frozen the ground. He could have just slid, but they didn't do it.
Damn. It's just crazy to me how like 10 years ago when the 2014 Godzilla movie came out, how serious and like grounded, if you want to say, it was.
Like that fucking teaser trailer that had the Oppenheimer speech.
Yeah, that was a great trailer, by the way. I remember watching that at Rowan in the RTN office with our good friend Vin D'Anton. Shout out to Vin. What a motley crew. No, but that movie was like so grounded and real. And then since then, it's just they become. And Kong Skull Island 2 was like a bit more, not realistic, but a bit less wacky, I'd say, right? Than these other movies.
That's where it started to get a little. I mean, it had moments because it had like that.
The entire fact that it had a comic relief character.
It had a very dry humor. Like a nihilistic humor. Yeah, where like, you know, the one dude is like, he's going to hold up the two grenades. He's like, I'm going to let the skull crawler eat me. And then the skull crawler is like, nah, fuck you. Just
tail
with the tail.
I was thinking about the scene when John Goodman got eaten. He's just like, oh, and the thing just eats him. It's like, you can just tell that was his last day on set. He's like, get me out of here.
And that's the thing is like, I love King Kong. I think actually the Peter Jackson's probably my least favorite one. And it's just because it takes too long to get to Skull Island.
Jack Black takes me out of that movie.
But I think Kong Skull Island is actually the best Kong movie. Still,
I love
as
that
far
movie.
As like, because they don't just waste the character and kill him like by bringing him to New York, and they develop him. And we've gotten to the point where like I like Godzilla better than Kong previously, but they've made me like Kong more now. I mean,
dude, I loved Skull Island. That was a great movie. And they're coming out with a TV show, right? I swear I saw that.
Well, no, so they're doing a second season of Monarch, which probably is going to focus on Skull Island stuff more than it did Godzilla 2014 stuff, because that's what the first season of Monarch is. But they're already announced spinoffs now, because Monarch and Kong versus Godzilla, or Godzilla X Kong, both did really well. So now they're expanding even more.
Nice, nice.
Other than like Marvel, this is like the last standing like cinematic universe. It's like not.
Yeah.
Marvel. Yeah. And
it's, dude. Yeah, it really is. It's just like,
it's kind of still funny too, because a lot of people said that the universe was washed after King of the Monsters, because that one didn't, you know, do that well. But
yeah, I didn't like that one, but I remember liking, I saw Godzilla Kong. That was like a COVID movie, wasn't it? Or like,
yep.
That was like direct to,
like the first big
release.
But it was also day and date, but it still made money, which is why we got this one so quickly. But the new one is cheaper, or made for less than that one, and made a ton of money again. So it's not going anywhere anytime soon, is what it looks like.
I know it's like you're not watching these movies for the human element, but it's every movie there's a different cast, which kind of like, I don't know, it takes me out of it. But like, was there like any returning characters in this at all?
Yeah,
there was.
Yeah,
I think it's just the two, right?
Yes, it was just Brian Tyree Henry and Rebecca Hall, I think.
Yeah. Oh, and the little girl.
Yeah.
The deaf girl.
Oh, the one who like touched the
yeah.
Excuse me. What did she touch?
The butterfly.
She touches the monkey finger.
Yeah.
Brian Peck. Bless him.
Oh my God! There's someone behind him.
They swap out the Northman for the Dan Stevens, and I'm okay with that. So.
Yeah. Oh, they replaced the actor. Yeah.
Well, Dan Stevens is playing a kaiju veterinarian.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. That's what he's playing. And it's great.
Every fucking fantastic. One of these movies, every fucking one of these movies, the world gets destroyed, like leveled. And then it's like business as usual the next movie. Like, how much more of the earth is there? What are you doing over there?
To keep going to a different country for every movie's climax. That's why.
You said climax.
It's actually kind of funny that so far, Godzilla has not been in Japan in this series.
Dude, he should go in the next movie and fight the Geno Godzilla. Wouldn't that be funny?
Just destroy Zilla in one punch again.
And yeah. He should play Sum 41 in the background again.
But then also him curling up in the Colosseum twice like a cat.
Yeah, he's made the Colosseum his nest.
Oh, that's cute.
Godzilla is cat bed is the Colosseum in Italy, and all the Italians are probably like, "What the fuck?
Mamma mia!
Get this fucking big lizard out of here!"
Beat him.
So that minus one movie has nothing to do with this.
Absolutely
Godzilla.
Nothing.
No, but okay. It's also incredible. Yeah. It's just
I want to see it.
Different.
It looks pretty cool. I mean, I shared the thing before saying it was. Probably going to Amazon, but it's probably Japan Amazon, right? Japan is on.
There's like a rule where they're not allowed to like release it within a certain window of the MonsterVerse stuff for America or something. I don't know how it works.
Dude, speaking of cinematic universes, remember the fucking failed Universal MonsterVerse? What was it? The Dark Universe?
Dark Universe.
Yeah.
Man. What a... The simpler times, my friends.
Well, we got the simpler times. We got the rebooted universe of X-Men 97 that's been killing it. I don't know if anyone else has actually been watching it, but it's...
No, I want to check it out.
It is the best X-Men adaptation that I've ever watched. Like,
really?
It takes those stories and manages to work them into... Sure, some of the plot lines are rushed, but they get what the characters are supposed to be.
Nice.
So much
yeah,
better than
it,
any of the movies have so far. So,
is Cyclops still a good guy? Because I heard like he was a bad guy at one point in the comics.
So far he's still good, but it seems like they are starting to try to tweak him from starting on the show as being like good, but also badass, which is what they did, and then slowly have him turn down the more Magneto route, which they did in the comic books. But I don't think it's happening fast. So,
damn. Yeah, I got to check that out, man. There's so much content out there. Holy shit, it's crazy.
I think they're shooting themselves in the foot, honestly, because now it's like they can't top this with whatever X-Men movie they make. So I don't know what what their plan is, but there's not, no way they can make an X-Men movie about the soap opera of the relationships in the X-Men.
It's not a one and done thing either, right?
It doesn't work.
It's not a one and done thing.
No, it's already got a second season that's almost done being animated, and like they're in the writer's room for a third season. They just fired the showrunner before it came out.
Yeah, didn't he have an OnlyFans or something?
some wild, but he had to have done something crazy to turn in work this good, especially the one episode that like everyone's like was talking about online. Mm-hmm. Like that's like insane. Like, and he came back because he couldn't not stay. So he started talking about it and everything. But he must have been horrible to work with and done something terrible to put out something this solid and then still fire him.
Dude, most people need a thicker skin if that's the case, man, because most geniuses are assholes. Like, look at Steve Jobs, notorious asshole. iPhone, amazing. Look at, I heard Thomas Jefferson was an asshole. Whatever the hell he did, amazing. So it's like, in the success of X-Men 97, I read that rumors that they want to reboot the 90s Spider-Man cartoon, like called Spider-Man 94, in the same vein as this, and like continue with that. That'd be pretty cool. Especially if they can get that original voice actor back.
Well, the show
would actually be 98.
Too, right?
The show ended on a cliffhanger too, right?
Yeah, like Mary Jane was like captured and by like Madame Web of all people, or something like that. I don't remember.
I think it would be 98 because that show actually ran for longer than the X-Men. So,
yeah, something like
I
that.
I think it's Spider-Man 98, but it's also in the same universe.
That's right. They were crossover X-Men episodes.
And another thing with X-Men 97 is they revealed that Captain America is showing up in an upcoming episode, which she also did show up in the original X-Men cartoon. Like a Wolverine flashback episode in World War II is Wolverine and Captain America teaming up.
Dude, now that like Disney owns everything, we're gonna get so much cool shit, man. So much cool shit. I was reading before that Thanos might be coming back, bros. Oh shit. Man. I don't know how, but yeah, I'm with
somehow
you.
Thanos has returned.
Somehow. Yep,
he flies now.
It's all slop.
They've been able to fly for 20 years, dudes.
It's all slop. You know what I started watching on Netflix is the new scary show, The Unexplained. It's like one of those documentary shows, like a haunting, or you know, about like ghosts and aliens and things like that. It's probably not real, but I like to pretend it's real. And I just watched the first episode about these two guys in like Louisiana in like the 70s who got abducted by aliens. And then they got like, you know, it was like the classic story. They're like on a river fishing, big bright light comes. They get sucked up by the bright light and then they're magically back where they were. Don't remember anything. So then they went to the cops and the cops like put them in a room, but with like a secret tape recorder. You know, thinking like they'd catch them being like, oh, man, we fooled them. But as everyone leaves the room, it's just these two guys in there. They still keep talking about how scary everything was. So that's like the one legitimate thing about their case. I don't remember the name of it, but it's the first episode of that show I was telling you, the Unexplained show on Netflix. And it's like just I start thinking, man, bro, what if like, you know, we're being invaded? What if like the world is like X-Files where we're being abducted left and right? I hope they take me next.
Me too.
And next episode is a ghost episode, so I'm going to watch that.
I've been
abducted?
Plugging away at Fallout, because I don't want to watch all 8 at once, because it's kind of one of those shows I feel like didn't deserve to just be dumped like a Netflix release. It's just, like, also, the episodes are just meatier, but I wasn't expecting it to be anything like greater in it, but it's crazy. I'd say, like, I feel like The Last of Us is probably a better TV show, but Fallout is a better video game adaptation than HBO's Last of Us.
I heard it was good, Fallout. I'll check it out.
And it's also, like, in the game's canon, so it's, like, another vault in another part of the country, and will tie into the other stuff in some of the other games' vaults and, like, where the stuff happens, but it's not, like, we're making a new universe and erasing everything that everybody likes. Like, Master Chief takes his helmet off the whole time. Like, it's not like that. Like, it's Fallout and takes place in the Fallout universe. So,
or like George, when they erased all the Star Wars stuff from the 90s, Disney erased it, and now it's just Legends.
Yeah, that was pretty shitty. You know, we had a lot of good people at LucasArts, you know, writing a lot of that stuff. You know, they take it and decide, hey, we're just going to fuck this, okay? We're just going to fuck whatever George Lucas wants to do. That's fine.
They brought your boy Thrawn back to have him get taken away by space whales and then have him just get ready for an entire season.
Well, you know, the space whales did look delicious, mind you.
Yeah, he was clearly eating a lot of them.
Yeah, Thrawn had a big beer belly.
Yeah, you're that all...
space ale.
Yeah, they didn't really do it. You know, I would have put 10 more stormtroopers in there probably. And
I mean, you could tell that why he got fat because they weren't actually looking for Ezra, because he was like Ezra right Miller. There the whole time. From what I'm
hearing. Oh no,
they haven't arrested him yet. Dude.
Not Dude, that really one. Not player. Miller.
Oh.
The Jedi.
Dude, when back in January when I was in the hospital after, you know, my kid was born and they have to take her to like the, what is it, like the maternity ward or whatever to like check her. Like the first night after she's delivered, she sleeps in that room and the doctors monitor her. And I'm just thinking about the scene from The Flash when all those babies were like in the maternity ward, but it's right by a giant window.
Did you stick her in a microwave?
I suggested that. The doctor said no, though. He's like, what, did you see The Flash? And I'm like, yeah, great movie. No, but I just started thinking about that scene and how poorly designed that hospital and that scene was, because all these like 50 babies are like right on the edge of this building, where in the hospital I was at, the maternity ward is like in the center of the building, not by any windows. So, yeah, Flash sucks.
You know, I have to say, I thought the CG in that scene looked pretty good.
All the babies look like rotisserie chickens, George.
The time orb sequences were fantastic. They look best CGI ever.
Mm-hmm. No, seriously, like I give them props. You know, I mean, if I had that, I'd probably put Hayden Christensen over you know, all the cameos. But you know,
I thought George, you were
I'm just curious of it, like with it looking so good, like it did. Why did the director have to come out and say it's supposed to look like that?
Yeah, it's supposed to look good. Exactly. You know,
he got you.
He was right. It's supposed to look good. He's just being, you know, I mean, he's got to, you know, he's got to say what he's got to say to the masses, to the sheeple.
He's got to tell the reviewers what they're supposed to say.
Exactly. You know, all these assholes on their fucking nerd shows can, do whatever they want.
I'm just envisioning George with a conspiracy theory podcast.
Do it. Holy shit, George.
I mean, I do have a poster board of nonsense and strings all tied to each other. Maybe I could make something of that.
That's the name of your podcast, Nonsense and Strings.
Nonsense and Strings.
Or just the Turkey Club Hour.
Turkey Club Show.
Dude, that director, the guy who made The Flash, is supposed to do the Batman, James Gunn, DCU movie, I think.
I'm terrified of that.
Yeah. I heard
he also made the It movies.
The first one was good. The first It remake was a solid film. Second one, dog shit. I saw that movie at a fucking one of those dine-in AMCs. I think it was in Montclair, and that fucking movie sucked, and the food sucked.
What did you get?
So terrible experience.
What did you have?
I got some like pizza, I think.
Oh, nice. That sounds pretty good.
Movie theater pizza.
Yeah, you got the dine-in AMCs. Is kind of shit, like especially overpriced for what it is. Mm-hmm. But stuff like Movie Tavern or Alamo Draft House, apparently,
Alamo, man,
are supposed to be where you get decent food. Like,
dude, when I lived in Brooklyn, I went to there was an Alamo maybe like 15 minutes from me. I went there all the time, especially obviously pre-COVID. I was there like once a week. Great, great theater, Mike. I went there with you once.
Yeah.
We saw Greg Sestro. He signed your book with my name.
Indeed, he did.
Good times, good times.
Speaking of theaters, I was just reading that next week, The Phantom Menace is returning to theaters for its 25th anniversary.
Holy shit. 25 years?
25 years of disappointment.
George, it feels like yesterday, doesn't it, when that movie came out?
Yeah, it really does. You know, it feels like it's yesterday. Me and Rick McCollum were laying in bed one night, and we just, you know, started throwing out some ideas.
Brian Peck wasn't around, was he?
No, Jason.
No, the only peck was Rick giving a little peck on George's cheek.
Oh, yeah, well,
you know Rick, you know.
Yeah. He's a cutie.
Yeah. Well, no, it's a lot. You know, we've come a long way. Well, first, you know, before the movie came out, I thought, okay, what toys can I sell? You remember the toys, like the Phantom Menace toys, had the little like voice chips, and you put it on a thing, and like the quote would say the quote.
Oh yeah, yeah. I remember those.
Yeah, those are great. That was Rick's idea.
You had to buy the reader separately from the figures. So you could,
yeah, that was my idea.
Yeah.
Really, the only time Taco Bell had good toys.
Dude, yeah. Taco Bell thing. You know, we tied it in. You know, we made the deal. I got a gold pass out of that to Taco Bell. It was pretty good.
Nice. Yeah. Got a lifetime pass there. Dude,
what do you do when they don't have the Mexican pizza on the menu?
I throw a fucking fit, dude. I start rampaging. I start beating the teenagers behind the counter.
Oh, no.
They get you on TikTok.
Thing, you know, it's a whole thing. That's why
it's like the Szechuan sauce all over again.
Dude, there's a. Just imagine scrolling through TikTok or Instagram reels and just seeing George Lucas beating the shit out of someone at Taco Bell.
I don't think you'll be seeing that on TikTok much longer.
Right. Yeah, they're banning TikTok, yeah, George.
Not in America, at least.
Well, I got banned from TikTok. Like I
unless that one company sells all their shares and owning it or something. That's the only way that they're claiming to not ban
Can
it.
Can someone explain to me why they're doing that? I haven't been paying attention.
I don't know, but they
I don't think anyone has a legitimate reason.
Just ban all social media. It's killing us. It's killing our brains. Just do it. Come on. Come on, America. George, you have $1 billion. Can you petition to ban all social media?
Well, you know, I mean, I got a bone to pick with most social media because I'm banned from most of it. Because, you know, I accidentally show my penis on all of them, and it's a whole thing. It's an accident.
Happens.
Okay, George, we've all been there.
Accident. I can't help. That's how what happens when I eat.
You were just in the pool. You were in the pool.
I was in the pool.
I'm going to campaign to ban Jason from Call of Duty.
Go right ahead, dude. I've been playing nothing but Helldivers 2. Fuck yeah. Fuck Call of Duty.
You say that now.
Even though I played it the other day.
Until Helldivers 2's live service servers start to be dead eventually, like all live service games, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's definitely more of a hook than trying to think of one that like Suicide Squad killed the Justice League.
I mean,
for
Suicide
example.
Squad literally was dead before it came out. So that's,
oh yeah,
you know.
But it's just it's crazy how much of a carbon copy Helldivers is of Starship Troopers. Like the music is the same, just the theme like that like fascistic. I don't know what.
What like I think is hilarious is I've never heard of the first Helldivers. So when Helldivers 2 was a thing that people were talking about, I'm like, what? And then everyone's like, it's Starship Troopers. I'm like, okay, I like the other space marines that fight the other bug aliens, so I'm out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Helldivers 1 was a top-down shooter, too. So this is completely different. It's third person. Oh. It's same type of theme and everything. You're fighting big bugs and co-op and all that. But like I said, it's even the bugs you fight are the same ones from Starship Troopers. You have like the big green ones that shoot like the acid. Same exact, but I'm like, how the fuck are they getting away with this? It's blatantly Starship Troopers without actually saying Starship Troopers. But, and then I did some research and I realized that Sony PlayStation, obviously, owns the rights to Starship Troopers, the movies. So it's like they're somehow able to let Helldivers do all that Starship Trooper stuff without them getting in trouble. It's pretty interesting. Fun game. And that movie, Starship Troopers, holds a very special place in my heart because it was the first movie I saw tits, and the rest is history.
Oh.
Shower scene, baby. All right, anyway, that's pretty much all I'm watching. A whole lot of nothing. I know we're
also Shogun is really
dude,
good.
Yeah. Dude, my parents, my fucking parents, like my dad, like never calls me, And whenever he calls me, I think like something's like bad gonna happen.
Oh, jeez.
And then he called me the other day and he told me to watch Shogun. I was like, are you okay? And nobody was fine, thankfully. And isn't it only like four episodes? It's
10.
Oh, it is. Oh, I don't know why I thought that. Like, it's good though. It's all in Japanese.
So majority of it is Japanese with subtitle, but the other language that's supposedly being spoken is Portuguese, but they're having it in English because if you know Japanese history, the Portuguese were like the first people to try going over there. Mm. Martin Scorsese made a movie that actually takes place like right after what this
Silence.
Or this shows, yeah, like the Portuguese people being stuck in Japan and then like turning their back on Christians. So,
and then Oppenheimer came along,
but whatever that guy's name is, Hiroki Sanada, or what the heck, the guy that played Scorpion, and the most recent Mortal Kombat movie.
I have no idea. Didn't he fight Moxley really the other day at the pay per view?
Yeah, probably. and then
he wasn't
the
pay per view.
The lead female from the Monarch show on it.
And Sally Monarch.
Mostly just a bunch of other faces that people wouldn't recognize, but it's fantastic. Like, people are trying to compare it to Game of Thrones, and I guess it's similar-ish because it's a lot about political, like, machinations and everything, but it's also just crazy. Like, feudal Japan is insane. Like,
I don't like reading, so is there, like, a dubbed version?
There is. I would never, ever try to watch a dubbed version of a movie, so...
Mm. Indeed.
That's...
Sean,
it's all in there for the people that can't do it. But
Mike, can you come over and read the subtitles to me so I don't have to?
Yes. Yes, I can.
And put my kid to sleep?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Then put Jason to sleep.
GTS.
You got some of that chloroform ready?
Is this? Oh, God. Does this smell like chloroform to you? So I'm still watching Star Trek Deep Space Nine. I think I have two seasons left. Excuse me. What a fucking wacky show. Dude, I think I mentioned this on one of our group chats, but I watched an episode the other day where one of the main characters is engineer Miles O'Brien, chief engineer Miles O'Brien, he was originally on Next Generation, and then he made the jump ship to... Deep Space Nine, he goes from like a supporting role to like one of the top billed cast members, right? And they always fuck with him in this show. Like, he's always getting the shit end of the stick every episode with whatever situation. And I watched an episode the other day where he's fucking falsely accused of a crime, and they throw him into some like mental prison where he's like, it's like 5 minutes in the real world, but in his mind, he's in some prison for like 20 years, literally. Just because they a false accusation. So he like the whole episode is him trying to like reacclimate to society after being in prison for 20 years.
So it's
and, like
early
this
cancel culture episode.
I mean, this was made in like 95.
Essentially, it sounds like being like shamed publicly for something, you know, like that's what it sounds like.
I don't know, but it's like the writers just had such a hate boner for this guy. And then it ends with him being like, you know what, I'll be okay. And then the episode just ends and they never talk about it again. I'm like, God, I love episodic television.
I just want to point out, as soon as Jason mentioned Deep Space Nine, everyone went on their cell phone.
Oh, yeah. I'm not surprised.
Even George.
Well, George is like looking at DoorDash, aren't you, George?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what I want.
Get some Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, do it, man. B dubs.
I mean, you know, my toilet, my bathroom, you know, I think it's ready for that. You know,
get some sauce.
Yeah,
sure.
The sauce garden or sauce.
George has a golden toilet, just like Saddam.
Yeah, you know, I got it from him. But, you know,
oh.
It was a gift. What am I supposed to do?
How do you clean it?
I don't. I make some stormtroopers do it.
Oh, okay.
What he calls his maids.
They try to squirt
the
bleach in there, and it just keeps missing.
You tip them for it.
You know, it's like their initiation into the Stormtrooper Legion that protects my house.
I figured you would have called them Padawans, because I figured that'd be more condescending.
No, I don't want to see their faces. You know, I don't want to get to know them very well, so you just put them in a mask. I don't, you know, they're just numbers at that point.
Shmi.
Yep. You really should rename your daughter that. I think it's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, I mean, she's only 3 months old.
There's still time.
Yeah, it's not like she knows what the hell's going on.
She doesn't know.
Yeah, she don't know.
Yeah, exactly. She
just
has
start,
no idea.
Just don't even say what you're doing. Do you really just start saying it?
Mm-hmm. Hi, Shmi.
Yeah, you slowly like acclimate her to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you need her to change the birth certificate?
No, I could just keep calling her Shmi. I mean,
no, I mean like legally change the birth certificate.
Oh no, I do. Yeah, I'm sure I could just do it by myself. Why do I need her?
Okay.
Forge her signature.
Shmi Skywalker Green.
There you go. Look at that. And yeah, I can forge your signature. I mean, nobody checks signatures. Oh, you know what I was thinking the other day too? Like, I had to sign some documents, right? And I'm using my signature, obviously, which isn't cursive. And I'm sure I was taught cursive in school. I'm sure you guys were, but I heard that they don't teach cursive anymore, like at all in school. So I started thinking, like, you know, when my daughter's older and she has to start signing documents, what is she going to know to sign if they don't teach cursive anymore? Because it's like my name in cursive.
Well, I think she's going to sign normally, like just with normal letters.
Most likely
she's gonna be signing e-signatures by the
well yeah that's true
she's probably just gonna yeah. be writing your initials on something.
Fingerprint scans probably. Yeah, I went down this whole rabbit hole. I'm like, am I gonna have to teach my daughter cursive for the sole purpose of her writing her signature in the future? Because I don't want to do that. That just seems like too much work.
Speaking of the e-signature thing, I don't know if you check this or not. With being a homeowner now, every year,
excuse me,
he's a what
you
now?
Need to check your insurance rate, because if you have a person that can run it for you, you should check, because mm-hmm. your insurance could either go up or go down every year.
Yeah,
no. All that stuff. And I was like, they sent me all these documents for me to switch which one I'm on, and it's just like I click one thing, and it's like, all right, you ended that service, began that service. I'm like, man, that's insane how easy it would be for someone just to fuck with your life and change all your documents.
Yes, like we were saying earlier, like all these old people, man, they fall for these scams all the time. Like, who was that guy? He was selling a service a few years ago. I know I mentioned this once on the show, but whatever. He was like selling some protection for your social security number service, and he said his on TV.
Oh yeah.
And then he ended up just getting his life ruined. I don't remember that guy's name, but boomer alert. Boomer alert.
Well, at least he was trying to sell his product.
Yeah.
It just didn't work.
He played himself. Although, you know, speaking of, like, I don't know why I'm thinking of this right now, but like, it was just tax day the other day, boys, in case you forgot.
Well, fucking
oh,
George
fuck.
Doesn't pay taxes.
Just,
fuck.
No, it's okay, George. We know you don't pay him. It's fine.
You know, I got to keep an illusion like I do.
Yeah. John, edit this part out.
He long ago converted his business to a religious practice of Jedi. So, you know, no taxes.
Completely tax free.
Is that why you built the temple?
Yeah, pretty much. It's all big tax fraud.
Dude, I'm just going to get my house like reshaped into a temple. Say it's a church.
I don't think you have to. I think you just have to declare yourself a religion.
Just dig a tunnel to your old stomping grounds and you'll be good.
Oh, I'll connect with the other ones that are already there. It'll be easy. No, but what I was saying was, obviously my kid was born this year, so she doesn't count in this year's tax season. But next year, apparently, when you have a kid, you get so much more money back. It's insane. I don't know how much, but I heard from all my other friends who have kids. I heard they get tons of money back. So
when I aged out, when my brother got too old to be claimed as a dependent, and when I got too old to be claimed as a dependent, my mother was pissed.
She was gonna adopt a kid.
Yeah,
little Chinese boy.
It's like, do these cats count?
Like, wouldn't that be hilarious if you had like a little adopted Chinese brother?
Pay for them all year.
You know, you joke about that, but my one brother's girlfriend legitimately did that. She claimed her cats as dependents on her taxes.
And she's now on trial.
I think someone caught her doing that before things were submitted, but yeah.
So it didn't get too serious. What's her name, Sean, and her info? Oh, no, I'm kidding.
I
Give us the social security number.
Yeah, say it out loud.
I wouldn't know.
That's how we should see if anyone's actually listening to the show, boys. We should all say our social security number. All right, you start, Jason. 69-6699-69-420.
That's too many numbers.
I have a special one. Anyway, I think I've talked about everything that I've watched so far, which is literally the same shit that I said when we last spoke. Deep Space
Abigail's
Nine.
Another thing I saw.
What's that?
Abigail. It's well, actually, if you haven't seen a trailer for it, I actually recommend not telling you what the actual plot of the movie is, because the way the movie folds out, knowing what happens kind of just makes the beginning of the movie like you're waiting for what they reveal in the trailer. Yeah.
Don't watch the trailer.
So, yeah.
I've never heard of this movie. It's like a horror.
Yeah.
Bunch of people kidnap a girl.
And Giancarlo Esposito is in it.
Oh, yeah. Gus Fring.
And Dan Stevens is in it.
We are not the same.
And the
Blob.
Chick that got fired from the Scream movies. And
Neve Campbell?
No. Melissa Barrera.
Jason doesn't
she
watch
was in The Heights?
Yeah. No,
and
I didn't.
Catherine Newton, the new Cassie Lang. She's in it too.
Oh. Sounds like a great movie. Was it good?
Yeah. It's by Radio Silence guys, so the ones that did the last two Scream movies.
And they also did the last segment in VHS. Remember the frat guys? Like the party guys who
is that the porno
on the
weird house?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, from the first movie.
Yeah, they stumble upon the sacrifice.
Oh, dude, I gotta watch VHS one again. That was definitely the best one, with the best stories.
They're watching a porno.
They're watching a porno.
That ain't all they said.
I think,
though.
94 might actually be
Hail
best
Rotten.
Pound for pound.
Yeah, that was a great one.
I still haven't watched 85 though.
Yeah, I haven't seen the newest one yet either.
Yeah, that's the one.
And there's
that
already one coming out this year, too.
I liked it. It wasn't bad. And they had, I won't spoil it, but there were a few stories that connected. And it wasn't like they connected one after the other. It's like you'd have one story, and then you'd have like one or two stories, and then another one later on would connect to the one from the very beginning type of thing. And it was really well done. And I don't remember them ever doing that before, but there was like these two stories that connected beautifully. So I highly recommend 85. I just get them confused in my head. I'm like, wait a minute, 85 was last year? 94?
I just know the SVHS. What, no, was it viral?
Viral.
That was, viral was awful.
That was dog shit, that one. Well, there was like an ice cream truck
for a while
going around
after that.
Yeah.
It became like a Shudder original.
Dude, and then I think a new one's coming out this year. So it's like, we're back, bros. VHS Kino is back. I got to watch them again, though. Anyway. Sean?
Mm-hmm.
You have any miscellaneous?
I do.
What the fuck?
Right in my ass.
Shove that shit right up my ass.
Bend over, George.
All right, Brian.
If you insist.
George, what do you think our first story is about?
Is it Burger King?
Burger King! Burger King!
It is.
Oh, good.
Left me in suspense.
Waiting for the signal.
No, I was going to bring up the thing, but I can't find it.
Post.
Oh, I will. No, everyone listening will hear it correctly.
If I know anything, it's post-production.
Burger King's fake burger, which the chain said would have a April 1st release date in Japan, was initially thought by many to be a joke. However, customers have learned that the sandwich really is available for purchase at participating Burger King locations in Japan.
Hmm.
What do you think?
What's the name of this burger?
Is it an empty bun or something?
It's called the fake burger.
Oh.
George, what do you think's on the fake burger?
Is it like a deep fake burger? Like it's all AI generated?
No. I mean, an AI could make this idea, but I don't know if it's AI generated.
It's probably like a hot dog or something. It's like, oh, it's not a burger. Or like some stupid shit like that.
Yeah, but then that like opens that whole can of worms. It's like, is a hot dog a sandwich? No.
Well, yeah, obviously. It's a there's bun and some meat, you know, just like my Saturday night.
So, yeah, if you put your wiener between buns, does that make it a sandwich?
Well, eat it and find out.
Yeah, I would say so. Ask the addle puppet.
Oh no.
I wonder his face looks so weird.
His?
Are
you misgendering Yaddle?
Yeah, what's wrong?
No. I'm finally canceled, right? Because I misgendered Yaddle.
We got him.
As several
that could be Grogu's mom for all you know.
or my kid too, maybe, you know. Because I am strong.
George,
with the force.
George fucked Yaddle.
Yeah, George, how's your M count?
Pretty high. You know, it's probably the highest out of anybody ever.
George, do they have midichlorian clinics on Coruscant where you gotta like, you know, go in a cup?
Like the lower part of Coruscant.
Are you asking if they have sperm donors in Star Wars?
Yeah, but like you jizz midichlorians.
Jizz is a kind of music in Star Wars, dude.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
So what do they call actual jizz?
Semen?
They call it music.
Yeah. Oh, music all over me.
It's music.
Music in me, Sean.
That's what Max Rebo plays, right?
He plays some nice jizz.
Get that jizz out of my ears. As several food lovers pointed out, the fake burger doesn't contain any burger. Instead, the sandwich is packed with French fries, barbecue sauce, and two slices of Gouda cheese.
Oh, God.
No, thank you. More for you, George.
I think that would be hilarious to give somebody thinking that they're getting a burger, and if they're one of those people that just eats their food without looking at it, because, you know, there are some people that do that, mm-hmm. and just watch them bite into a fucking cheese French fry burger.
Dude, I remember years ago, short story real quick, but when I went to eat dinner with my friend Matt and his wife, and his wife's a vegetarian, and this was the first time I ever met her. This was like 5-6 years ago. And she ordered like a veggie burger. We were at some restaurant in the city. She ordered a veggie burger. And I think Yulia ordered the similar type of burger, but not the veggie option. And they screwed up the burgers. And I'm watching Yulia eat this burger that clearly has like peas in it. While my friend's wife is eating a burger. I just like, they're like next to each other. So I'm like, looking like this, like really quickly. And I see Yulia's burger has like peas and carrots in it. And my friend's wife's burger is like dozen. And I'm like, I think you got the wrong one. And she was like, she freaked the fuck out.
They peed on the burger?
No, I peed on the burger.
Oh. Do you have to pay extra for that?
No, not at this place. This is Brian Peck's restaurant.
Oh, okay.
At first I thought it was going to be where like she ordered a veggie burger, but somehow she could tell that it was like put on the same grill as a beef burger or something like that. But
yeah, this is more wild. She ate meat.
The burger itself is estimated to be worth about $2.50. That's a little expensive for a buns with some fries.
Not even that many fries.
Wait, expensive? Big Macs are like $15 now. $2.50 for a burger? That's cheap.
I don't know.
Yep, there's no meat on it.
Yeah. What are you paying for?
There's no meat on a Big Mac either. You think that's meat? It's probably fucking jizz.
It's still supposed to be meat.
They put your music between buns. Your jizz is between the buns.
Oh.
I'm going to jizz between Mike's buns. Play some good jizz.
Hey, now.
I think George will appreciate this next story. A Florida man is seeking $50,000 in damages after he said a toilet at a Dunkin' Donuts location exploded.
Like, how many people have fucking encountered exploding toilets?
Oh, my God.
Like I hear the story all the time.
Covering him
in Florida.
In debris, feces, and urine.
Oh, my God. You said,
I think I have to owe this guy an apology because I was in Florida not too long ago and I did have to go into Dunkin' Donuts and
oh no,
drop some cherry bombs in there.
Yeah, I think that might be my fault.
Shit. And then we felt it all the way up here, George, where there's an earthquake in Jersey the other day.
We felt that.
There's been continued earthquakes. If you actually look it up, we keep having them. They're just not registering.
Oh, no. It's the fucking demon from under the ground. It's the aliens from War of the Worlds.
Or it's just my asshole.
It's okay. Just cough on them and we'll be fine.
Those aliens were fucking pussies. They couldn't handle a little air.
A lawsuit alleges he visited the men's room at the Dunkin' Donuts outside of Orlando on January 6, 2022. The commode erupted, leaving the plaintiff and the loo covered in its contents, the lawsuit states. After the incident, the plaintiff said he sought help from the employees who told him they were aware of the issue prior to the incident occurring. He's apparently seeking $50,000 in damages on account of their negligence.
Dude, he totally dropped like a cherry bomb in there or something. M80. Blew up.
Well, I guess that's the question. Was this before or after?
Jizz.
But that is not the answer to the question.
You guys listen to any good jizz lately?
There's been somewhere between 70 and 100 aftershocks ongoing since that first earthquake on April 5th.
Oh my God, dude. The Satan is rising. I shared a story.
New Jersey's got a fault line that they can't find, essentially, is what it's coming out. So, we're going to fall off just like California.
Oh, fuck. I don't like the sound of that.
I don't know how that would be possible.
I shared that story the other day.
No, I'm not saying that they're actually going to fall off. I'm just saying that there is a fault line that they can't find the source of it yet. Like,
literally right here between my legs, there's a source. Dude, I shared that story the other day where that CERN, that big facility CERN that like tries to like split atoms or whatever, they apparently found some like phantom in one of their machines. I'll share it again, but it was like it's the creepiest sounding thing ever. It's like, you know, they're like whatever the fuck they do, making like Hayes-Bogiggins colliders, whatever the fuck they're called.
Did you just place a spell or something?
Yeah. Oh, Mike's floating. No, but like the Higgins Hoe Collider.
What did the hose do?
The Godfather?
You know what I'm talking about. And apparently they found some, like, in one of those, like, big colliders, they found, like, a phantom. That's literally what the article says.
Danny
like
phantom?
A ghost. Like,
of the opera?
Yeah. He was there just, like, going like this. But, so
Eric,
it's like, man, these people are, like, resurrecting Satan. And then there's an eclipse. And then there's like 20 earthquakes. What's happening? And then we're on the brink of World War III. Boys, I'm scared. I'm scared, boys. Let's just go hang in George's compound.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, I got some room. I got some room now that my asshole friends are no longer around.
They're in your asshole?
No, my asshole friends. Like, they suck.
Oh.
So you're not even talking to Chris anymore?
What?
You're not talking to Chris anymore?
No, Chris is fine.
Okay. Yeah, he's cool.
I guess he never actually lived there, so.
No.
No, you know, he's always welcome, but, you know.
So Tamora Morrison's dead to you?
Yeah, pretty much. My best. Hayden Christensen, yeah.
What about Rick McCollum?
Well, Rick's not a friend as much as he is a lover.
So. Oh. Is he over now?
Oh, he's upstairs waiting for me when this is done.
Oh, that's nice.
He hates me.
You follow the flower petals up to your room?
More like potato chips.
Yeah, chocolate covered potato chip.
Ooh, a piece of candy. Ooh, a piece of candy.
You know, speaking of that Dunkin' Donuts thing, you guys know the slogan, America runs on Dunkin'?
I've heard that once or twice.
I don't know about you.
That guy should have run on Dunkin'.
When I have Dunkin' Donuts, I don't feel like running at all.
Wow, have you ever thought of being a stand-up comedian?
I dabbled once, you know.
Can you stand up on stage?
He doesn't really like standing up, though.
He's going to be the first sit-down comedian.
Yeah, pretty much. Everyone can make fun of my flannel. It wasn't very nice. I got very offended.
Yeah, I saw your set. You were you went on right after Michael Richards that one time.
Perfect set,
oh,
right,
God,
Jason?
Yeah, that was...
Dude, I'm getting his book.
You did cleanup duty for that, the buckle.
Yeah, I didn't know how to follow that. That was that was tough. I mean, thankfully, no one remembered anything I did, so.
Were you just testing Jar Jar Binks material there? Is that...
That's probably even more racist.
You know, it's a lot of, like, personal anecdotes. Like, I don't know about these kids today, but when I was a kid, we had to walk to school, like that type of thing.
Ooh, step in the poopy. Ooh.
No, what?
Sean, what's the next miscellaneous?
A Florida woman wanted for violating her probation was found crouching inside her couch in an attempt to hide from deputies.
Okay. Inside, like Danny DeVito did in that episode
Danny
of Sunny.
Vito? Danny DeVito.
Big Danny V.
DeVito.
Yeah.
That we were looking for there.
Danny DeVito.
Frank Reynolds, whatever his name is. Remember when he was hiding in the couch in that episode
of Sunny?
There's
a man in that couch.
Is it like that? Dude. Okay,
I'm
another
wondering
short.
If she like hollowed out the bottom and just put a cushion over, or if they were like fully in the back of the couch. Because obviously that means the cops like saw something and tore apart
the couch.
That couch
is looking at me.
Or she just thought she was a couch because she was high on drugs. I don't know,
dude,
if that's the twist.
Dude, what if like she hollowed out the casting couch and like hid in there, and then there's just like people fucking on her all night?
No, it would be like the waterbed from which one is it? Which Freddy movie is that? Is that three or four? Four? Okay.
Four.
Yeah, it would just be like that.
Hmm. Dude, I remember.
Yes.
Was real. But another quick story. I remember when I was a kid, this other kid I know, also named Matt, a lot of Matts in this episode. He was over my house and we were playing hide and seek. And, you know, I was a tiny kid. I'll admit I was on the shorter side when I was really young. I hid on my couch by like laying down on it. And I had my mom put like a few pillows and blankets over me. And I was like curled up into a ball and he just couldn't find me. Highlight of my life.
You should try that again.
All right.
The highlight of your life was staying perfectly still and not doing anything for a very long time.
In the fetal position, mind you. Very comfortable.
Well, anyway, her name is Stacy Danielle Usher. She was arrested and charged with violating probation for allegedly selling fentanyl and unlawful use of two-way communication device.
Everyone's selling fentanyl nowadays, man. It's everywhere.
She was using a police scanner to avoid getting in trouble. That's what I'm assuming the 2A device would have been.
Deputies had been searching for Usher after she violated her probation. Usher and the informant had allegedly spoken through Facebook Messenger, where the suspect agreed to sell 1 gram of fentanyl for $150. After the transaction, the informant turned over a powdery white substance to deputies and tested, confirming it is fentanyl. She was subsequently arrested. I guess there's no... details
I don't
on
understand
how she was
that
because
that sounds like ridiculously expensive for that, because like generally heroin is way cheaper than that, so why would somebody try to buy fentanyl for that much
I don't
money
know.
That just doesn't make any sense.
George, how much do you charge for a gram of death sticks?
Probably about 20 imperial credits.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's pretty reasonable, actually. My guy's pretty good.
You will sell me death sticks.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. You sell me death sticks.
No, but I want the death sticks.
Oh, okay.
Free.
I see.
Think he was asked. You don't have to fucking wave your hand like that. That's all.
You will make me a turkey club, George.
You can just ask me. It's fine. God.
Make sure it's weak, right?
When you create something and it becomes your worst thing in life to deal with, people waving their hand at you and speaking oddly at you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty annoying. Usually I just beat the shit out of them with a lightsaber.
Are you just talking about Italian people?
Well, you know, Baba da Boopy.
They're waving their hand while you talk to them?
The prequels didn't happen. They're no longer canon.
That's just how Italians talk. They're silly people.
You never sold Star Wars.
I wish. Uh,
Anyway, Sean,
where'd they find this biddy hiding in the couch?
They just found her in the couch.
Oh man,
maybe it was like, yeah, maybe it was like a pullout couch. She like, I don't know, somehow hollowed that out, laid inside. I don't know. I need more context. Yeah, you're right. How do you hide in the couch? I'm on a couch now, and I'm like literally looking around. Like, how would I hide in this? I wouldn't.
Yeah, and you could hide.
I could scrunch myself up like this.
Yeah. All right, let's do one more story here. A kinky thief is on the run after pocketing a very big 30-inch dildo from an adult store in Australia.
What did they use to pocket?
Another dildo bandit.
Was it Nature's Pocket? Did they put it in that?
The owner of Love Heart Adult Shop arrived at the store to find its largest tester missing.
Tester?
Yes.
So do they have like...
I'm very concerned about that term being used.
So they have like things at this adult shop you can test. Like instead of like going into a changing room at a Macy's to try on clothes, you like...
I don't think that's what they mean.
Shove a dildo up your ass.
I think this is great.
I'll take it.
Feel it, probably, like with your hands.
Yeah, they gotta like cavity search everyone who leaves that store.
The owner, his name is Ash. He said it didn't take.
You gotta catch him.
He said
he used the anal beads that look like Pokeballs.
He said it didn't take long to track down where it went. It was the perfect angle. The camera got everything. It wasn't sneaky at all. Footage from the store's cameras show a man grabbing the large 30-inch sex toy, briefly looking at it, and then pocketing it. He continues to wander.
It's a big pocket.
He continues to wander around the store, checking out other merchandise before leaving. The $142 price tag could have put the assailant off. He says it's a very big item to steal. I guess by the way he put it in his pocket, staff wouldn't be looking there. Earlier he picked up the box. He must have seen the price tag and didn't want to pay it, so he took the next best option, the tester. Police are aware and are looking into the theft.
I hope they find him.
They're not finding that ever again.
Test. This is a test.
If they
find it cut up in an ER room.
Well, if they find it, do they have to confiscate it for, evidence purposes?
I don't know. It's probably like stuck to that guy's wall or something.
Put it next to the cocaine?
Mm-hmm. Sean, test isn't dead.
What?
They put a tweet out.
Yeah, they put it. He's still alive.
Oh. Well, good for him. Good for you. Mm.
Did you see that video I shared of Test's final interview and then before he died? It was from like May 2005 or something like that. He's like out of the business. He's talking to some guy about like how the business was hard and everything, and how he's just going to live life now. And then he died like 3 weeks later. It's really haunting.
I wonder what he knew.
I don't know. He got some info on the Clintons.
Wrong family.
Anyway. So the guy failed the test, Sean?
We don't know. He hasn't been caught.
Oh. To be determined.
They should probably just watch for the ERs in the area for someone needing to get something removed from their...
colon.
Yeah.
His name was Brian
Peck. I'll find him.
Sean, in this episode, Brian Peck.
I'm still looking at Mr. Milker.
Yeah.
I can't believe fucking James Marsden wrote a letter to that judge and he was just like, Brian's not a bad guy. Please go light on him.
He had a lapse in judgment.
Yeah.
He was just silly Billy.
I guess he really is Cyclops. Can't see shit. Anyway. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate the laugh.
He sees the world through rose-colored glasses. That's the joke.
That was it, Sean?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's put a bow on this because I'm tired. I'm a working man, and I'm a dad now, motherfucker. Call me daddy.
No.
No.
Okay. No. All right.
I'll call George daddy.
Hell yeah, George. Big daddy.
He's like Sky Daddy.
Mm-hmm. You guys call me whatever you want, you know.
Call you the tester.
I'll call you tonight.
Call you.
My line's open.
Can we call you the acolyte?
It's 11 o'clock and me and Rick are so bored.
It must call be you some crazy dinner. Kind of time warp for it to be 11 o'clock when it's
I'm rounding it up.
27.
Yeah, kayfabe.
Yeah, I'm rounding
it up. He's on the Death Star right now. Who knows what time it is there?
Half hour time differences.
Yeah, it's a pretty, that's a difference.
The other one they built. Anyway. All right, boys. Call it a night. George.
Yeah.
You got the final words. Go.
Happy birthday, Jack Nicholson.
What did you get him for his birthday, George?
Oh, you know what I got him?
Cup of spit.
You said a loaded gun?
What? What the fuck? What?
Why would he do that?
What the fuck's wrong with you?
I don't know. All right, good night. Bye.
What was Yulia doing down there?
I don't fucking know, but she annoyed the shit out of me.
I think we have a little tag.